gambling for the weekend on Saturday. Ivana Breen, our beauty expert, is in from Akina Beauty. Good morning, Ivana.
Good morning, Trina.
Oh, it's great to see the summer is finally here.
I hope
it's here.
Well, it's here for a while anyway.
Yeah.
Here for the day.
So we're talking today about, I suppose, getting ready if you're going on holidays, prepping your skin for a flight and maybe the things that you should pack in your suitcase when it comes to your beauty. I know I'm terrible because when I go on holidays, I'm thinking I need to bring as little as possible, and then you get there and you realise, God, I don't have my decent cream with me. And sometimes the places you can't buy the stuff that you normally use. So what would you recommend?
Okay, so in terms of what you want to bring on holidays with you?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to definitely have sunscreen, of course. I mean, that goes without saying, but that's one of those things that you can always buy when you get there. Because there's always great ones when you're abroad. But in terms of your own skincare, I think when you're talking about facial skincare, you do want to be bringing your own cleanser, because it's important to cleanse. If you're keeping your skincare to an absolute minimum, cleansing and sunscreen are the two things that you have to do. So if you don't want to overpack, then bring your cleanser and bring your sunscreen.
Okay. When you're preparing to get on the flight, I know when I'm on a flight, my skin gets completely parched. Is there something to do with flying that makes that happen?
Yeah, it's the air in the aeroplane. It just sucks all of the moisture out of your skin. So you actually become really dehydrated. So the best thing to do with that, and to avoid that over dehydration of your skin, is to prep it the day before. So a really gentle exfoliant at home to get rid of all the dead skin cells, and then maybe a moisturising mask or a hydrating sheet mask, or even just a really nice balm that night before you go to bed on your skin, so that your skin is actually super hydrated before you even get on the flight.
Yeah. I have a feeling that you're saying to us that we should really be booking in for a facial the day before our holidays. I mean, if the expert is telling us to do so, maybe we should.
It is a good thing to do, because we actually do a facial, a pre-holiday facial, where we're actually forcing vitamins A, C and E into the skin, and the sun destroys all of those vitamins in your skin. So it's good to do it before and actually when you get back.
Look, come here, any excuse to go in for a facial. The problem is the little mini thing that you can bring on. That should you be doing anything, if it's a particularly long flight, like if you're going to America or Thailand or Australia or somewhere like that, should you be doing anything mid-flight?
Well, I think it's great to do a hydrating mask mid-flight. The other thing I would say as well about going on an airplane is try to keep your makeup to a minimal. I mean, certainly if I'm having an early morning flight, I don't wear makeup. But if it's a business flight and I have to get off and wear makeup, I try to keep the makeup to a real minimum. Because if you are on the flight and that air is sucking out your moisture, it ends up making your makeup look really dehydrated and flaky.
The cakey look.
Cakey look, yeah, exactly.
So wait till you get there.
So wait till you get there with your makeup, which means you have the time then to whack on a mask. Hydration sprays are another great one to bring on a flight, so that you're actually spritzing your skin and putting that moisture back in as it's been zapped out.
Okay. Are you allowed to bring them through?
Yeah, yeah, as long as they're within the right mils.
I think it's less than 200 mil or something like that.
Well, so you can have 5 100 mils.
Ah, okay.
So each product has to be no larger than 100 mils, but you can have 5 of them. And if you're like me and have 2 kids that don't care about their products, you end up having, what's that, 1,500 mils?
So you get them to do all the carrying for you.
Good stuff.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Ivana, how can we get in touch with you, and where is the clinic?
So we're on Lower Leeson Street, Akina Beauty on Instagram, or Ivana Breen on Instagram, and Akina Beauty on Facebook, Beauty and Laser Clinic on Facebook.
Thanks, Ivana. It's something for the weekend on Classic Hits.